about that. Train them that way. Train them. Y'all got some. I got some up home there. I can't catch out a little old lad from next to that Gary. Yeah, kick my head off. I said, I know it. Because y'all too pet on him. Y'all petting him. But I won't pet him. Will you come up there and help me? I said, yeah, you let me have my way with him. That's the only way I'll help you.
Your daddy was a hostler.
Yeah, he is a hostler. My daddy was a hostler. He used to ring a bell, go out by a bell. Them days, yeah, the bell rang 4 days in the morning, go in the store, and you couldn't see how to catch your mule, Cap. You didn't know you mule from nobody else. Yeah, that old bell toning. Bong-a-lang, a bong-a-lang. My daddy could ring that bell. Yeah, and he rang it. Everybody, oof, he was strong. For as you see, like this town, people get up. They get up. Everybody got their mule, horses, and water, and everything getting ready to go to the field. Women's hoeing, the men's plowing, the little boys colored feet with the colored feet and the wood with the plow, all that. Yeah. Got out through the business. It looked like, oh, it looks up. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. And every time they wouldn't come out of the field till that bell rang. Yeah, that's the law on the plantation. When the bell rang, you come out. My daddy rang it, 12 o'clock up. And I tied out, get that old mule, get up over me, throw the gear, leave me in the field, ride him to the barn and put him in the store and let him eat. Yeah, and right after that, they'll rag you out to go back out. Then you won't get back till sundown then.
Yeah.
You know, sundown before you get back. And that's true. And you take the gears off your mule, it's so dark, and get to your house and sit out, yeah, you better go to bed because you got to get up so soon. You would have the rest. Yeah, sir. I'll tell you that. It's like pentate. It wasn't pentate. I'll tell you that. You could catch a break, but yeah, you could hardly catch a break there. Out your move. That's the first thing they'll tell you. And you were staying in them tenant houses. You didn't get up on time or this. Well, you got to hunt somewhere else to go. That's right, yeah. That's right. You had to move out there wild. Yeah, sir, but if you get up and wake, you stay in the house. And I said, shucks, I do like that. I get up like my daddy, mama did. I'll be that way all my life. I might be something my own. And I did, too. And I got up and laughed, could buy it for $1 acre. This all this house spot here, you could buy it for $1 acre. In them days, and them old folk made money and went by a bit of it. Nothing but drink, thought the time I'd be good all the time, and I hope I had been a big boy then, so $1 acre, now he could got $1,000 acres of mold for it now, just had bought it. Yeah, the old folk went by an acre of ground nowhere, and the white folk just bought it all for what? The place from here, oh, sure. Before you could see, for $500, the people had money and went by them colored people. Oh, I don't want no land. What am I do with it? Man, you say that, lad, if you get old and the land gonna go up and thing. I hope I be, I should buy my mama them a house spot. Mama, what y'all do? Son, you don't know the word war. What else got to do with it? I said, yeah, do it with it. And they wish they had it done it too. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Now you could buy a house spot big as this house now, unless it's $1,000 or $900. Yeah, right now. You could buy a spot to put a house and this kid go round and right now round in here. And on that river too. Yeah, sir. You just can't buy it right now. No, sir. And that's right, yeah. Things have went up.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. That's right. Now you say, oh, I used to love to hunt and feast, put out trot line, catch them cat feet this big. Yeah, cat feet this big, yeah.
How long?
About this long. Yeah, I catch some cat feet like 1 pound from being 100 pounds.